Religion Outside the Box podcast. I'm Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's the serenity prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. Serenity. Let's really look at what that prayer is about. God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Let's think about it. What really in life can you change? I mean, look at all the things around you, right in front of you at this moment. If you spent the whole day, you could only change so many things. There are so many things outside of our control. And what I think this is really about is it's about surrender. It's about surrendering. Not in like a surrender, Dorothy, I'm going to kill you kind of way, but surrender to life how it is. Life is as it is, and as it is as it is, there's nothing for us to do but accept it. There's a quote from Meister Eckhart who said, someone asked him, how do you know if something's God's will? He said, well, if it exists, it's God's will. Surrender to that. Have the serenity to accept that. Courage to change the things we can. Well, of course, there are things we know we need to do. You still got to do them. You can't just lay back. Surrender to the things you can. There's a quote that I like very much from Ramana Maharishi, who said, wanting to reform the world without discovering one's true self is like trying to cover the whole world with leather to avoid the pain of walking on stones and thorns. It's much simpler to wear shoes. Well, maybe we should all just wear some shoes. I'm going to throw out an idea, a thought, why we don't surrender. Why don't we accept the world how it is? Well, if I don't accept you exactly how you are, if I'm always filled with advice, with thoughts, with ideas, you know, this is what you really ought to be doing. Well, then it's making it about me. It's giving me my ego some strokes. And really surrendering is letting God's will be done. Not letting it be about me. It's not God's my co-pilot. It's not that I'm even God's co-pilot. It's that the world just is. There are things to do. Things we need to relax some. I wonder, I'm going to put it out there as a little charge to me today and to you. Can you just relax a little today and surrender? Give up? Not give up, but just to let go. Realize, here's a wonderful quote in the Talmud, which is from Rabbi Tarfon, who said, you are not obligated to complete the work, neither are you free to abandon it. Maybe we need to just stop pretending that we are obligated to complete it. And just kick back a little. I'm going to end us up today with a beautiful quote. This is one of my favorite quotes ever. It's a Rilke quote. It goes like this. I'd like to beg you to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which couldn't be given to you now, because you wouldn't be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday, far in the future, you'll gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. I'm Rabbi Brian. Lots of love.